Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 743. It's a hostful podcast. But I do want to say a couple things up front first that are, I guess, of importance to me. So I'm sharing this information. But I have given the @Nerdist handle on Twitter and Instagram to the company Nerdist, because it was really just starting to bother me that there was a Nerdist and a Nerdist.com. I think it started to get confusing about who was saying what. If I say something, does that mean that Nerdist was saying that? And if Nerdist says something, does that mean I said it? And, you know, Nerdist has developed into so many other points of view other than mine, which I always wanted. And so I felt it was just, I felt it was in their best interest to just give them Nerdist. And then I am now at Hardwick on Twitter and Instagram. I retained my accounts. So if you were following me before, you wouldn't have to refollow me if you wanted, if you felt like you needed to. You were already still there. All they did was swap the names. They didn't swap the accounts. They just swapped the names. So from now on, I am at Hardwick on Twitter, at Hardwick on Instagram, Chris Hardwick on Vine. And if you know the kid who's at Hardwick on Periscope, would you please connect me with him? Because I want to give him money for that so that everything can be the same. And also Chris Hardwick on Snapchat. Couldn't get Hardwick on Snapchat. So there you go. Now I'm just me on social media, and it's exciting. It feels weird, but I think it's the right thing to do, you know, as we both move on. I have a comedy special coming out next year, and I'm doing other shows. And so I think this way. I'm still running Nerdist. So it's not, that's not changing, not going anywhere. I wrote a long post about it on Nerdist.com. If you were not bored by this, then you could be bored with words. But, anyway, it was really important to me to do this. So there you go. That's that. And also on the Nerdist Community Corkboard, one of our guys on staff at Midnight is a comic who's a friend of mine, who's also been on the stand-up cluster, Dan Telfer, has a new album called Ocean of Panic, and you should listen to it. It debuted at number one on the iTunes comedy charts. Way to go, Dan Telfer. Dan sits in someone's lap and improvises for about 10 minutes about how all penguins should be referred to legally as ice dragons, which I agree with. This is purchasable in physical form on the AST record site, as well as all media platforms. So listen to Dan Telfer. He's very, very funny and a good dude. And just a quick reminder that this Saturday, which would be the 10th, is the Best Friends Strut Your Mud event in L.A. You can still sign up or sponsor Team Nerdist at nerdi.st/mutt, M-U-T-T. And we're almost at our $3,000 goal. So there you go. So sign up for that. And Talking Dead, the full Talking Dead coming back, Walking Dead coming back this week on October 11th, the rest of the weekend. We'll be at Matt Myra's wedding, which we will discuss here on this podcast episode, which, by the way, is brought to you by Casper Mattresses, obsessively engineered, American-made mattresses at shockingly fair prices. You spend so much of your life sleeping on your mattress, you should probably have a good one. And you used to have to pay a lot of money for that. And you're like, well, I'm not royalty. I can't afford a... Even though these are labeled as king and queen, I'm not a king or a queen. Well, you don't have to be anymore. Casper brings incredibly comfy technologies together for better nights, brighter days, and also super cheap prices. $500 for a twin-size mattress, $950 for a king. And compare that to industry standards. You can't. There's not even a comparison. You cannot compare. I challenge you to compare. You can, but it's going to look silly. And right now, you can get $50 toward any mattress purchase by going to casper.com/nerdist, using the offer code Nerdist. Try it for 100 days. If you're not happy, they'll pick it back up and take it away from your life. But I doubt that you'll do that. So there you go. Casper Mattresses, sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. Hostful goodness, number 743. Stand by for me talking in 3, 2, 1.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Like, that was like the big breakout.
Oh, shit.
They were like kind of using kids, and that was like one of their first videos.
You're talking about the game Breakout?
I don't know what that is.
You know what Breakout is.
Is it the bubble one?
No, it's the old brick smashing game where it was like there was like a row of bricks and you had a little paddle below.
Arkanoid?
If
you wanted to avoid the Arkanoid, you would play Breakout?
No, you're combining an old Domino's Pizza campaign.
Spot.
No. No.
No.
Take off, eh? Now it's Spuds McKenzie. Yeah.
Spuds McKenzie was Take Off, eh?
No, no. Spuds McKenzie came from the McKenzie brothers.
Oh, did he really?
Yes. That's why his name was Spuds McKenzie. He was the McKenzie brothers' dog, and he became actually more famous than the McKenzie brothers for the Bud Light spots.
I had no idea.
He's a Canadian bulldog. Spuds that. McKenzie is a Canadian bulldog.
So, but why is it? Is it? Wasn't it Bud Light though? Was the?
Yeah, it was Bud Light. I think. Yeah. Yeah. Spuds McKenzie was the McKenzie brothers' dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea like that. Like. I know.
Was he in? He might have been in Strange Brew. Strange Brew was the was.
I don't know how I can continue living.
That's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
The original party dog.
Kill ourselves.
Yeah. Why?
What? Because we can't continue. I didn't know that, and that feels weird.
No. It's going to be a shaky change. It's going to be a shaky few weeks.
No, Jonah, I should kill myself, right?
You know, no, because
guys,
look, if you still want to in 2 weeks, then definitely. But if you don't, no, but you know, it'll take time. The world.
I'll sit with it for a little while. And in 2 weeks, kill myself.
Take off to the Great White North.
We're not going to dignify that with a response, yes or no.
Also,
but
it's up to you.
Should.
It's weird that coincides
the
with
the way
wedding.
You looked at me. Is it, I should.
I didn't.
He keeps saying 2 weeks. He's getting married in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. How long will you be on Mars?
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Get ready for a surprise. Okay, that's good. Jonah, a couple notes.
What's wrong?
Well, you're not a lady.
I thought that was just a
suggestion.
A suggestion. I didn't like. I thought it also said all types.
Well, it's a suggestion that is actually a rule.
Okay, but I don't see why though. I mean, seems kind of hack. A lady got for 2 weeks on vacation, spinster. That's kind of sexist, if you ask me.
Okay, well I didn't. But if want to,
no.
You know, I'll tell you what. You're here. If you want to try the read again, by all means, let's do this one more time. Okay?
Thank you so much. Nope. Yes.
You're ready now. You were not ready.
I was, and then you started talking again.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I just didn't know. I didn't want to try not trying to step on your character. Ready?
No.
Okay.
Yes,
so
I was.
Not
I was just
okay,
about to be ready. Just give me a moment.
I am.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Nope. There it goes
what?
Again. Okay.
That
one
was
more time.
The start of the
take visual cues.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
His face will tell you when he's ready.
How long will you be on Mars?
2 weeks, Mister. What about you?
You know something? I've been into this a long time, and it's rare that I'm wrong, but I was wrong. And that's when Jonah Ray starred in Total Recall.
The sequel to the remake of Total Recall.
Total Recall. Remember this business? Remember this business?
Remember this? Remember the...
Well, every movie should just be called Remember This now.
Matt.
Yeah.
Remember this?
How about this?
Remember that?
Huh? No, every poster is a picture of Jay Leno saying, "You've seen this, you hear about this."
This is in the news 20 years ago.
Somebody's getting married in a couple weeks.
That's you. Congratulations.
I'm getting married.
You announced your marriage.
I'm getting married in a lot of weeks, but
Insta-twit.
You're getting married in 2 weeks.
Yeah, sure am.
How you feeling?
Getting ready.
Is it weird?
I'm supposed to be feeling good.
It's got to be stressful.
Sure.
They got family coming in from all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, it's
but
a
you,
lot
you can't
of...
let that stuff get in the way of the fact that you're going to get married to the woman that you love.
Very true. Just hope none of my relatives slap Chris.
We're actually inviting that aunt to...
Speaking of, I am missing her daughter's wedding in a couple weeks.
Oh.
Go to Matt's wedding.
Yeah, take that.
No.
Take that.
Yeah.
I am missing her daughter's wedding because she hit me in the face.
You and her, you weren't invited. Oh, you were. Who am I kidding?
No, I just got an invitation that said, I don't know who you are, but
it was like a pop-up card with a hand on a spring.
And I was so delighted that I responded,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer, but I'm very looking much forward to.
Yeah, I'm very looking forward much to.
Much looking forward to more.
Gonna be a hoot, guys. Gonna be a hoot. I leave on the 8th to head over there.
Yep. It's fun watching you contain your joy.
Yeah.
Well,
I
you
can
know,
only imagine
you caught
your
me. You caught me.
I mean, you're here. I'm here. It's paid for. It's not paid for, but we're here. And, come on.
I like that she watched... Casino Royale for you,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you don't want to watch Heather's for her.
We don't own it, and it's not streaming. And anytime she asks, I'll do it. It's
Wait a minute,
simple.
Heather's is on iTunes.
Well, let her know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dory, Heather's is on iTunes.
Great. Yeah.
She doesn't listen to the podcast.
I bought last year for Christmas, I bought her Heather's nesting dolls.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Who was the smallest one? Big Fun? That'd be funny.
Who is the smallest? That's a good question.
that was a surprise left hook to the funny sack. Like, I did not, that one caught me so off guard. Oh my god.
It was more of the that'd be funny, right?
Okay, so you're auditioning for the part of Big Fun. Martha Dump Truck was the bad nickname that they called
that's
her.
Right.
Last name was like,
ugh. But she wore a shirt that said Big Fun.
She was the band, like the band was like Big Fun.
That's
which
right.
Seemed to be loosely based on, yeah. Big Fun had the hit single "Suicide Don't Do It."
That's right.
And in the Wham "Choose Life" lettering.
That's right.
So that was a movie. Matt. So what happens in these last 2 weeks before the what do I need to get ready for next year?
Don't ask me,
the guy that's already gone through it. Ask the guy that's
make sure you
get to. Oh, that's cool.
If only we knew someone else who's already been through this process.
It went away.
Oh, sorry.
But my wedding, though, I mean, we talked about it in length when it happened. It was not your standard wedding. Like
right.
It was mostly friends. It was very much a party. So I mean, you guys were there. Is it? I can't.
The Heather's nesting dolls. No, it's just one of the Heathers. It's the blonde Heathers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you had a nice wedding. It was.
But it was very, very casual. I'm sure going to be a lot more casual than yours. Did you have like tables and stuff like that?
Nope.
Doing it that style.
Stations,
it saves a lot of energy then.
Stations, past hors d'oeuvres, that whole thing. Cocktail hour, then the stations come out. I made sure we had 150 grilled cheeses to be passed around.
So stations, you mean Stations of the Cross? It's a real Catholic wedding, huh?
No, I mean Station, the aliens from Bill and
Ted. Station!
Station
Bill and
Ted is
Bogus Journey.
Yeah.
Do you walk out at the end of a runway and then turn, and then fire
no.
at the...
I should.
You could.
Not do that.
Okay. You could.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. No, it's going to be it's right now.
You say that like it's crazy that
it's
you would.
Finalizing. Oh,
everyone puts.
If
on glasses,
I had my druthers,
all the glasses just look like the barrel of a gun.
Yeah.
So everyone's watching. Eyes on me, everybody. Squeeze the ketchup above your.
If this was me marrying myself,
yeah.
Yes, I would do that. That's how the Pollen Storm made a theme song for James Bonding, and it goes Matt and Matt.
Yeah. Did they steal that from me?
Just now? In the past?
No, because I did it on their podcast.
You did it on our... Oh, yeah, no, we joked about it, and they made it as a... like.
They did?
Yeah.
What do you need? I just checked my Wikipedia. I didn't see any writing credit for the song.
Do you want...
You weren't going to make it.
Do you want... Jonah, we're going to give you 100% of the profits from that podcast.
Suck it! No, I would love to hear it. I would love to hear it. I didn't know that. Because you guys just asked... I asked you guys if you had a theme song, and then I did that, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah. We always opened with the theme song of whatever movie it was.
Yeah.
And then Paul and Storm were kind enough to make us a theme song.
Is the officiator Richard Kiel dressed as Jaws?
His corpse, yeah, is brought out.
Good.
I forgot about that.
Passed away earlier this year, Chris.
Oh, well, hard to keep up. People die all the time.
I know.
He's right.
I know, it's a bummer, unless they're evil.
Well, you know, if it's not on social media, it didn't
but
happen.
But I'll tell you, Richard Kiel was not, by the end of things, he was an ally of James Bond, Jaws.
Yeah, so that's why he would have officiated your wedding.
Really turned things around.
He really did.
So beloved by the fans that they had to, you know.
I met him at a convention. He was a very nice man.
Good guy, good guy. Happy
nice
Gilmore,
man.
He's also in that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Gilmore.
What are you looking up?
That was going to play the theme for Jonah to hear.
I mean, but who knows how even to get a podcast, right? They're hard to...
Do you have it?
I don't know.
Katie's got it.
Katie's got it? Oh, my God. This is exciting.
Katie's got it.
She's got it.
That reminds me...
So, do you guys represent? Do you recognize this theme? Katie, got it. Katie, got it.
Yeah. What is that?
The old Sam Goody theme.
Good. Got it.
Goody. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
James Bonding Podcast,
it's the James Bonding Podcast.
All right, that's further
than I got. It's the James Bonding Podcast, it's the James Bonding Podcast, it's the James Bonding Podcast with Matthews, Myra, and Gorley.
Nice.
This goes on for 13 minutes.
Okay, we'll turn it off.
Jonah said turn it up.
Podcast. No, I said turn it off.
Turn it up.
Turn it off.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. You bastard.
Turn it up.
You bastard.
I don't know who my parents are.
All right. Well done.
Yeah, it's great.
So there's no, is there any type of a James Bond filter to the wedding?
No.
Oh, man, not even a sample of my voice in that fucking theme song.
Not even a sample. Jonah, I told you, they're actually going to send you a bill for recording it.
Jesus Christ. I got to keep my riffs on the inside.
I mean, that was the last time Jonah did comedy of any sort.
I got burned real bad one time.
Worried
for this podcast I never listened to about a bunch of movies I didn't watch.
Yeah.
Yep. I got real burned.
Real burned.
Never again.
That's true.
That's a delight.
So what happens the last 2 weeks before?
Well, right now it's sort of, today was finalizing the menu.
Grilled cheeses.
No, I mean, that's just one of the past hors d'oeuvres.
Oh.
There's going to be, there's going to be a meat carving station, some vegetarian options, seafood towers, cake. We had to sort of figure out the finalization of that, what that would look like.
Yep. Does it look like cake?
Yep, sure does. And then, it's just like getting tracking down people for RSVPs for things that they should have RSVP'd for but haven't, things like that.
But then after that day, you're going to get pussy galore.
I hope so.
Figurine. No, a pussy galore figurine.
Yeah, exactly.
Honor Blackman.
Mm-hmm.
That's her name.
Good.
Which sounds like a girl name, a Bond name in and of itself.
It really does.
Yeah.
What a missed opportunity, Fleming. Nice try, broccolis.
Broccolis. Just this one broccoli.
Whatever.
There's Cubby.
Broccoli's always come in bunches.
And Barbara.
Show me one broccoli. Don't exist.
Don't exist.
Buddy.
Buddy. See this guy? Does good comedy on food.
Yeah.
Go to his restaurant all the time. My stomach hurts from food and laughing.
Yeah.
You're going to do more.
Oh. I'm doing my entire hour on the fact that broccoli is a name and also a thing.
Oh boy, cannot wait.
Go.
Cannot wait for that one.
It's going to be real good.
It's going to hit my funny bone and
this next guy is really great. You might have seen him talking about food on Nothing.
Oh dude. Honey, I love this next guy.
That guy.
Hey everybody. Wings, huh?
Oh boy, I love wings. This bit. Wait till he gets to the part about how they don't fly.
You eat them, but they don't fly.
Oh, welcome, boy. Chris Swiss Chardwick.
But diarrhea counts.
Oh, this is the best part where he talks about diarrhea. Oh, shit, I just talked over it. I'm sorry, honey.
Man.
I'm ruining this whole show for you,
babe. I can't believe it. Why did they give this audience member a microphone? What a dumb idea. You think this place would have had better foresight?
Hey, buddy.
I'm soliloquying out loud again to everybody. So what, I want to get an idea.
Well, it's a lot of, you sort of, if you're planning it correctly, which it feels like we've been doing a pretty good job of that, in 120% thanks to my future wife, who's really much more on top of things than I am, you're just finalizing stuff. So we had a phone call with the DJ.
I didn't get a...
Well, you riff something, Paul and Storm are going to make it a DJ.
Oh, great. Here we go again.
I wanted you to DJ, but Joss Whedon's going to be there, so.
Even better. Even better.
So it's like sort of just the finalizations of things. And then, Dory and I were running through it today of who we have to pay in cash.
Again, I haven't heard anything about getting... Sorry.
it's a good recurrent. It's a runner. It's a good runner.
It was the third. I'm done.
Yeah, okay.
Things of that nature. Like, you know, it's just sort of like sort of finalizing everything. And they're making the list of like, okay, what else do I need to have happen before I can go get married?
One final night of pussy.
I don't know if that...
No. It's not real until it's real. You got to fuck all the pussy you can.
Wait, what are you doing?
Fuck it all?
You got to fuck all the pussy.
Fuck all the pussy?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh,
I'm so grossed out right now.
Yeah, like, but you just wait 2 weeks before. You're going to get the hunger.
The movie?
No. To talk about...
Part three?
The need. The need for speedy pussy.
Speed, yeah. The need for speed pussy?
Yeah.
So this pussy is on...
It's just about getting as many in as you can.
Yeah. I'm putting pussies in me? I don't understand how this works.
You're like, going to...
Holding
gonna go,
them up
bro,
like a...
You got to
like
find those...
Tortilla?
You
got to
find those jaws.
The Richard Kiel?
No,
he's
pussy.
He's not alive. Okay, so basically what you're saying is Richard Kiel is dead, but he has a vagina. I'm supposed to put that vagina in my body.
Yeah, well, now that he's dead, okay, good.
Yeah, I think you got it all. Yeah. Everything seems to be in order.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Matt, you seem tired or stressed about it or something.
Well, I'm a little. It's a little stressful.
I'm sure it is. Of course,
around
it is.
The corner, and you know, like things are like my tuxedo is not going to be like finished being altered until the 7th, and I leave on the 8th, and it's like that fucking better be ready on the 7th.
Make it work.
Gonna try to make it work. And,
make it work, you guys.
You know, it's just also like remembering. It's like a weird thing of like also like the other thing that you have to think about is packing because we're going right to the honeymoon. After the wedding,
should have gave yourself a couple days.
Well, we gave us a day
to get back from Vegas.
We have Monday, then leave Tuesday.
Oish.
That's all right.
That's enough.
It should be okay. But it's like then I got to figure out what do I wear in Iceland. What's the temperature going to be like? It's
cold
like,
if the name has anything to do with it.
Yeah, seriously, it's all ice.
You know, Greenland's actually colder than ice. Yeah. Like our Christmas.
I know Greenland sounds pretty fucking dope.
Let's go there for our honeymoon. Oh no, they died.
you're going there for your honeymoon?
No, I don't know where we're going for our honeymoon yet.
Where are you going for your
Mars?
Honeymoon?
They got water.
Yeah. So it's cool now.
They got the water. She got the money. We're going to Mars.
It's I don't know where we're gonna go for our honeymoon yet
because you guys kind of consistently take honeymoon type trips.
Yeah, you've been everywhere.
I haven't been everywhere.
You're like that Johnny Cash song, if he left the country.
I would love to. Yeah, I don't know actually. I mean, you're going to Iceland, right?
Iceland
and so I think Reykjavik sounds like a great place to go, but it just depends on if we're gonna have to do a honeymoon deferment program.
Like, yeah,
don't do it.
That gets tricky.
You'll never do it.
Yeah, you'll put it off. It's just like any other trip.
J-Ray?
Guys, I'm going to do it. Yeah. We're going to go on the honeymoon.
J-Ray did it quickly. You did it very quickly, right?
We did it 2 days after the wedding.
Dory and I took a cue from J&D, and we were like, let's do it.
I hate standing in the queue.
We're never going to do it.
Well, I just, we got to figure out based on what schedules are going to be next year and what availability is in whatever the kind of whatever.
You going to pencil in your wedding, Chris?
I'm gonna pencil it in. I'm gonna have Lydia. I gave Lydia my assistant Michelle's email. I'm kidding. No,
you're not.
No, I am. She already had it. We're looking. It's not going to be like a 3-year engagement. It's going to be next year.
Yeah.
But there's just a couple things with both of our schedules that we're trying to figure out what the windows are going to be, and then look at dates in there. And
yeah.
We're gonna do it in LA, I think. I really thought it'd be rad to do it at Hearst Castle, but you can't. I mean, you can, but you just can't have a lot of people up there at one time, and there's not a lot of places to stay, and so we just figured, well, let's just do it in LA. And
Magic Castle.
We can, not bad.
White Castle.
Yes, there's not one here. And then we just do it in front of the White Castle freezer at the grocery store at Gelson's. but so I think we're just going to do ours in LA and just have it.
Just be a big party.
Basically,
yeah.
Have you thought about what's going to be on your step and repeat?
The nerd
mostly the Hearst Corporation.
Yeah.
It's going to have all the different magazines that they own.
Yeah.
But, and she's very much on board. She's been rad about the whole thing, but she was like, I don't want to do like a long ceremony. Let's just, you know, like just do the ceremony and keep it tight and then like just have the party. And I was like, no, that's a great idea.
Nobody cares about the ceremony. Nobody cares.
It really is. I think
your mom will care.
Yes.
Your mom will be like, why wasn't it longer, Christopher?
The moms will care. But I think we kind of both decided, like, look, we're getting married. Of course it matters, but it also...
It's for you, though.
Yeah, it's for us. But I also feel like it's for the family, too.
Ah, fuck that.
I do want to make sure that my mom... For me, I want to make sure my mom and Lydia's mom also get the experience out of it that they want.
That's true.
Like a, you know, because like I said, we're going to get married anyway, so...
Yeah.
But that's the rule, is that the ceremony is going to be short and then the party.
Yeah.
The party part.
God, I'm going to do so much blow at your fucking wedding.
I mean, I'm going to start stockpiling it now.
Oh, just thinking about it's making my jaw hurt.
Oh, my dick's getting soft just thinking about it.
God damn.
I already can't feel my gums.
So it's going to be...
DEA shit.
But of course I would imagine that 2 weeks before you would feel...
Yeah, it's
the pressure of like, this has got to work, and
it's all barreling.
It's hard enough to book a fucking comedy show.
Yeah.
Imagine like getting a wedding together where people's emotions and families and everything is involved.
I love that you had to miss a show at Madison Square Garden for the wedding.
I saw that,
and my buddy Brian had to reschedule Radio City Music Hall to be at the wedding. Oh.
Yeah, The Walking Dead premiere is the 9th. I did get a couple of calls like, "Are you sure you can't make it?" And to their credit, they were very AMC was very cool about it. But I said, "And like, yeah, one of my best friends in the world is getting married, and I can't miss that. And I'm already missing the actual service to come back and do Talking Dead, but I can't miss Friday night. And so I made a video for Madison Square Garden.
Ooh.
and of course, you know, honestly, I could even make the joke like, oh man, you know, it's too bad I don't get to play Madison Square Garden. But honestly, it really is a no brainer. Like it's a no brainer. I you know, if Talking Dead were taped, I could be there on Sunday, but that I actually can't change.
Yeah.
So I'm totally
so funny if you guys tried to tape it not having seen the episode and were just
how about that, huh? What, zombies, right, guys? And then that one guy died. Girl.
It would turn into Clip Cup.
Clip Cup! Clippity Cup! Zombie Zomb! Rick. But I'm more than happy to be there. And Yvette Nicole Brown is going to host the Madison Square Garden event, and she's great. So it's all fine. It's all good.
I'm glad it's working out.
It is going. Yes, it's working out. So we'll be there. Lydia's going to be there. We'll be there Friday and Saturday, and then leave Sunday morning.
We're looking forward to having you.
It's going to be very exciting. Do you? So what happens each night?
What do you want to know? I'll tell you.
There are events each night.
Yeah.
And then is it just hangouts after that?
We're going to be at sweet, sweet hangs. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, we got a cocktail reception happening on Fred Day. Saturday, the rehearsal dinner, which is a big deal for Jews, apparently. Mm-hmm. Everyone's invited to that. It's coming to the wedding. They love to rehearse things. Speeches that will happen there, apparently. They do a lot of the speeches there as opposed to at the reception.
Yep.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Again, people are hanging out. They want to hang out and talk at a wedding and a party.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Just quiet down. Listen to some idiot you don't know. Say something about some person you don't know. It's not fun.
Yeah, and I also said to the DJ, I was like, just so we're clear, I'd like people to be able to hear each other.
Yeah. Which will stifle dancing, which might get.
No, the dance is going to, we're kicking off the dancing right.
But that's what I call music happening. 27.
Yeah, he's just going to put it on loop.
Loop, loop.
James
Brown.
Rehearsal dinner Saturday and the James ceremony Brown. And the reception on Sunday. Brunch on Monday. You'll be gone. Are you going to brunch?
No, I
got to go back.
I'm flying like back to Chicago.
Oh boy, sweet home Chicago.
It's gonna be fun though.
Yeah,
I'm glad for you.
Should be a hoot. We're gonna watch me play some bets. You know, it's gonna be great. You know, gamble.
Johnny, your lips just got very tight.
Yeah, just the idea of being excited about gambling on your wedding weekend made me feel uncomfortable.
Well, it's all a gamble, Jonah, right? I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
life is a gamble.
Point.
That's what he was talking about.
I mean, when you place the biggest bet of all,
Your heart?
Yeah. Exactly.
Put it all on red.
No, but the, you like
your
it,
heart
so
or black
great.
In Matt's case.
Yeah.
I'm teasing.
No, it'll give up.
Please don't die.
I was so fat for so long.
You're not now, though.
We're getting down. We're getting down.
It's, yeah.
I was looking at a real fat picture of me as a kid. I got real annoyed about it.
Because you couldn't finish jerking off?
Yep.
I don't what?
Was it why I'm
great.
What? Okay.
That's great.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Why would you laugh at my joke?
Oh, I get it. Oh, I'm the ass. Yeah, no, you are. Well, I'm very happy to be engaged, and it's real nice.
Yeah, everyone was like, "When is he going to talk about it on the podcast?"
Yeah. Basically, I knew I started looking at rings a couple months ago, just sort of like, okay, you know, because Lydia's rad, everything just feels really good, and it feels different. It feels different.
Told you.
It feels different in a way because I'm used to things kind of feeling like, oh, ah, you know, like a little more
dramatic.
And this just feels really nice and calm. We talked about some of this on the podcast with Emily Gordon, but everything just feels really nice. And I, you know, I love being with her, and I love the 2 weeks. You know, the big thing for me was the 2 weeks that I had off, where we basically just stayed in bed for 2 weeks, and I didn't remember the last time I did that. And it was sort of an unofficial, like, you know, what's it going to be like when we actually are around each other all the time? Because we're both so busy that we haven't had a ton of, it's not like we've had so much time to just be in each other's faces all the time. And I thought, oh, by the end of this, are we both going to be like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And not only was it not only did it just feel good and right and wonderful, but by the end of the 2 weeks, I was like, oh, man, I got to go back to work. And that's weird for me.
Yeah.
I usually can't wait to go back to work. And this time I was like, can we just do this for like another couple of weeks? You know,
yeah.
Like, I don't want to not work forever, but just can we just have a month off together?
There was a big difference there. You know, Matt and I talked about it, like how it's like there has been a big shift in you since you guys started really seeing each other. And it's like it's this kind of vibe to you that I hadn't noticed in a very long time.
It's really nice. It's really nice. And it
or ever, really.
I look forward to going home every night, and I just feel really good. I just feel really good in general, and I just feel like, oh, I can't wait to see this person when I get home from work. And so for a couple months, I'd been sort of looking at, oh, I'm looking at kind of antique rings, and, you know, looking for something kind of fun. First Dibs is a great site for antiques, and they also have jewelry and stuff on there. So I was looking around, and then this house came on the market that we both really liked. It was a house that had been on the market earlier in the year. And, you know, we'll just look at houses every once in a while just for fun. Just like, oh, what's in the neighborhood? I watch HGTV. I like looking at houses. And so this one really historic Craftsman house came on the market. And so
Craftsman?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've always kind of.
But we ended up not getting that house. But basically the way it all happened was, I knew that
still didn't like it.
In the future, I felt like by the end of the year, we'll be engaged. By the end of the year, we'll have been together officially a year. That seems appropriate amount of time that you would know, and that seems right.
Yeah.
So this house came on the market, and I was like, we should go look at it. She was like, well, and, you know, Lydia is very much like, look, I'm not, you know, just so you know, I'm not the type of person. I'm not going to just live with someone.
Yeah.
You know, because I just don't want to do that.
Has she before?
No. And so, you know, and I respect her for that. And she's, you know, she's really cool about that kind of stuff.
God, she's so normal. It's bizarre.
Right?
Yeah.
She really is. But we, so I called my mom, who's a real estate agent. And I said, you know, we just want to look at this house. Can we just go look at this house? My mom was like, oh, okay. You know, that obviously it sort of raised all right. You guys want to look at the house together? Yeah, okay. So my mom gets a call from Lydia's mom, who's like, basically, I get a call from my mom after Lydia's mom calls my mom. And it's like, what are these kids doing? They're looking at houses. What's going on?
Yeah.
Of course, they're moms. They have a, you know. And so I called her mom and I said, hey, we're looking at this house. I go, obviously, at some point soon, we're going to get engaged. I feel like this is happening. You know, this isn't happening. And her mom goes, her mom said something to me that was very similar to when I was sitting in therapy in 2003 and a therapist said to me, my therapist at the time goes, why don't you just quit drinking today? And all of a sudden I just went, oh yeah, you're right. Why don't I? Why don't I? I'd been planning like I'll do it in the future. Why don't I? And her mom said something that made so much sense to me. She said, I mean, it's not like you guys are 20. What are you waiting for? And I go, ah, you're right.
That's a good point.
I don't know. The point being, if you don't know by now, you probably, and I was like, no, you're right. You're right. I think, yeah, I'm gonna do this. And she said,
must feel good to finally date someone not 20.
Shut up, Matt. Matt, I had to go through a midlife crisis. All right, please. I had to satisfy my ego, which are I'm usually not the best.
Satisfy your ego at the expense of your id.
Yes. So her mom. I said, look, obviously, her dad unfortunately is not alive anymore for me to ask him. So I'm asking you, do I have permission to marry your daughter? And she said, I think you would be an amazing son-in-law. I would love for you to marry Lydia. I think your mom is great, and I'd be so happy to have you as part of the family. Lydia's grandmother had this ring that she always had intended to give to Lydia, and I want you to give – you know, I would like you to give her that ring. And I said, great. And then, you know, from there it was just a question of, well, when am I going to do it?
What if she went like, but the Hearst and the Hardwicks have had a tepid past – you see,
who can even remember anymore?
You see,
when the future
J.P. Morgan once said,
and then Vanderbilt came in wearing a duck. Wearing a duck?
Yeah, you can wear a duck. You can wear anything if you try hard enough.
But I think I accidentally just quoted My Favorite Year. Remember that movie with Peter O'Toole?
Yeah, that's about it's about the staff of Caesar's.
Caesar's. Yeah. Show of Shows.
Show
of
Shows. But slash Sid Caesar.
Slash Sid Caesar, yeah. So anyway, I knew that in the coming weeks, Lydia's birthday was September 19th, I was going to be in Texas performing, and she was going to go to Disneyland with her friends on the 19th. I wasn't supposed to come back till the 20th. So I devised this plan where I'm like, she's going to be at Disneyland. So I'm going to coordinate this thing with her friends. I'm going to get a really nice room at the Grand Californian. Craftsman style.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have her friends get her there to the room because the park closes at midnight. Have her friends get her up to the room around 11:30. I get off stage at whatever time it was. I can hop on a plane, fly directly to Orange County, race over to Disneyland, and ask her while it's still her birthday.
Oh shit!
At Disneyland, this is going to be amazing. Her mom was like, this sounds like a great plan. She goes, but don't. She said something that made me laugh so hard. She was basically saying, like, don't get too stunty. She goes, don't put anything in her food. Yeah. like, don't put the ring in her food or anything. So this was all going to be great. Then a handful of days later.
We talk like five?
5 days later? Yeah.
Four?
5 days? Week later?
I can hold like three at the most.
Can you hold three days in one hand? You have big hands. You can hold like 5 days.
But the days are long in Jonah Land.
They're the same.
No, for me, it's way longer.
2 weeks. So, this I know the story's boring and I apologize, but I haven't told it down it. So, about a week later, she comes back to her place. I was over her place. She came out and she was like, oh, I guess Disneyland's not going to work out. You know, no one's really available that day. And so I'm just going to do something else. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
So the morning of the Creative Arts Emmys, her mom called and said, well, how am I going to get you this ring? Because it's a nice ring and you probably can't just drop it in the mail. So we're trying to coordinate that. And I go, well, the Disneyland thing fell apart. I don't know what to do now. You know, I don't really have a break until the end of October, maybe Thanksgiving. And her mom was like, all right. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Because to her, that probably sounded like you were getting cold
to me,
feet
it's like, and sounds like a week.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But to someone, you know.
But that's not, like, if I heard that, I'd be like, oh, he's starting to backpedal. He's starting to
backpedal, starting to put it off.
Yeah.
And so And so I go, well, I promise I'm not trying to, you know, like, I just need to.
Well, let me get Joseph DeBeers on the phone.
Hey, Joey DeBeers here.
Yeah, Joey DeBeers.
DeBeers. Did you ever make that joke?
I don't know.
No.
DeBeers.
DeBeers.
So. The stupidity of that joke makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah, I put a diamond ring in her ribs.
Yeah.
what kind of ring you think Ditka would get her?
Super Bowl.
But who makes that ring?
Standing ovation. First of all, thank you for making my boring story interesting.
Oh, no, no. That's literally what we're here for.
I appreciate it.
Nailed it.
I'm a much better guest on a podcast.
You're great. You're great.
I'm a much funnier podcast guest.
It sucks to drive the boat.
It sucks to drive. It sucks to be the bus driver. Yeah. The bus driver. Kid, sit down. Yeah. Come on. I hung up the phone and, you know, I was kind of like, fuck, what am I going to do this? I don't know what I'm going to do this. And then I had this idea popped in my head. Shit, we're going to the Creative Arts Emmys tonight. We're going to be super dressed up. I can trick her into thinking there's an after party somewhere and I can make that the spot.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to do it now. I'm going to do it now. I don't want to wait anymore. I didn't want to wait anymore. I wanted to do it. And so her mom said, so I called her mom back and I go, we're going to do it tonight. And I go, but I don't have the ring. And her mom goes, it doesn't matter. It has to be resized anyway. It's not about having the ring. You know, don't worry about that. She's not going to care about that.
Yeah.
And so I said, great.
And what do you know? The first thing she says instead of yes is, where's the fucking ring?
Where's the fucking ring?
Women! And I was like,
it was weird of her to say women right after that.
Yeah,
women!
Women!
So I set it up at the Chateau Marmont, and I had them.
What if you accidentally set it up at the Chateau Marmont, the dog hotel?
There must have been some kind of mix-up.
Beverly.
Listen, to be honest, they're pretty good rooms still.
Michelle's like, all right, Chris, I got you in at the Chateau Marmont.
And I just give her a puppy.
Yeah.
Here's a puppy.
William.
But, we had to get ready for Emmy stuff kind of early that day. So I said to Michelle, who's my assistant, I go, get a suite at Chateau Marmont. Buy a shit ton of wildflowers and just throw them all over the room. Just fucking throw them all over the room. Just have everywhere just be covered in wildflowers. And so.
And have Tom Petty's wildflowers playing.
Yes,
once you watch
it was perfect. So then we kind of coordinated it and she got the ring to me and the key without Lydia noticing, and then but I was also careful to not mention an after party during the Emmy ceremony.
So it's not like you're going the opposite way, or
well, it's not. I figured the best thing to do is when we were leaving to say, "Oh, Comedy Central's having this after thing at the Chateau Marmont," knowing that if it was a work thing, that it'd be like, "Well, we got, you know, we need to go."
Yeah,
It's work, but not saying it during the Emmys because there were other Comedy Central people there.
Who would
go? What party?
Yeah,
sounds like you're getting engaged. Are you getting engaged?
Then all of a sudden, Jack Martin's in his flip flops in your room.
Yeah, that's right. Which happened anyway. No, and so we got. She goes, "Of course, we can go. We can be there." So we go to the Chateau Marmont. We go up to the. You know, it's funny. The whole way over, she was texting one of her friends, and I was just looking at her, just like inside, because it's the one time. I mean, I said this on Fallon, but it's true. It's the one time where it's totally adorable and acceptable to lie to completely lie to your significant other,
yeah.
And it's funny. It's fun,
yeah.
Because she had no idea what was about to happen,
yeah.
And
like, so, you're about to kill her.
Go on.
And so. So we get such a moment, we get up to the seventh floor or whatever, and it's clear that something's amiss because there's clearly no party. It's like the hallway's quiet.
Yeah.
So we get up to the door, and I pull out the key, and I go, okay, I tricked you, and I open the door. And at this point, she still thinks, oh, well, you just got a romantic room because you want an Emmy.
Oh, you just want a fuck. Is that how she said it to
yep,
you?
Yep, just like that.
Oh, babe, you just want a fuck tonight.
I don't understand. Why did you change?
We got the fancy clothes on. You want a fancy fuck.
Fuck.
You got the fever.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to stop the scene right there, Jonah. That was a good read. Why did you bring your friend with you?
Oh, I just thought there was.
I'm just here to make him good.
Yeah, this is my hype man.
All right,
sorry.
Do you want
to? I'd like to continue on with the scene. As I rewrote it.
We doing it. All right, sir. Do we slate him?
Nothing turns me on like a creative Emmys.
Yeah, those are the kind that are on television. All right. Okay, we were going to have to do that again because the tape wasn't...
Suck on my best boy.
Balls! All right, you're both hired, I guess. I don't know if that'll make this stop.
God damn it. If you were right about this, you were right about this. I don't understand.
Who are they talking? Why are they talking to each other that way? I don't understand.
Sorry, but your life... Back to your life-changing event.
So we get into the room, and I say a bunch of romantic things to her.
Like what?
I'm going to come inside you.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, Matt.
The pinnacle
of
romance.
He's telling an honest story.
That's the pinnacle of romance.
I apologize for my friend.
It is a really sweet story.
I just love that character who thinks that is the pinnacle of romance and will scream it.
It's the greatest gift you can give somebody. Yeah. That is it! You are inside her!
Jesus.
So, basically, I just, you know, I said a lot of things to the extent of, you know, you made my life so much better and you're the love of my life and I want to spend, you know, like, I want to be with you all the time. It was basically, honest things that I actually felt. Like, it didn't feel like I was like, and then I got to say this romantic thing, and then I got to say this romantic thing. And then I, you know, and how my life was so much better because of her, and I wanted that to be an all-the-time thing. And so I basically dropped down and said, will you please marry me? And, of course, she, and then I pulled out this, I had a candy ring in place of the ring. Which
ring pop?
It was like a ring pop, but it was in the packaging, and I couldn't get the packaging open. So I'm sort so at the same time I'm fumbling to get this candy ring out of the packaging. I am trying to explain, like, okay, so you have a ring, but it's your grandmother's ring, and it's not here, and so I got you, God damn it, like, and I can't get this candy ring out, and she's crying and like, yes, of course I'll marry you, and
God. Damn it.
Fuck.
God, shit, just
fuck. God damn it. Oh, everything's going to be against me.
Of course. Of course this happens to me when I'm proposing.
If we get married, you don't treat me like this packaging. And that was it. And so it immediately, and it never felt weird. Like, it never felt like, I don't know. It just always felt very like, yeah, this is.
No, it makes sense. That's the whole weird thing that's hard to describe to somebody else, where you just go, like when Dee and I was like, we're moving in with each other. And they're like, whoa. I go, but yeah, we're moving in with each other. Oh, we're getting married. Whoa. No, it's just moving in with each other. It's like, it's such a.
And I'm actually excited about it. I'm actually excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
Anybody really get surprised when you guys were going to get married?
No, but people hear about marriage and they kind of like they have their own idea about how it's a huge thing and like how it's like they go, whoa, getting married, and like you just go, well, no, it's kind of like it's almost a small thing.
It doesn't feel crazy.
Yeah
it doesn't feel crazy at all.
Like the natural progression.
Literally, it just feels like a large ceremony for the paperwork we need to just,
that's all it is, the irritation of getting paperwork officially signed by the government and you treat yourself to a
and
party.
I'm looking forward to being married to her. Like, yeah. I'm really looking forward to, like, oh, it'll be cool when we're married. Like, that'll be really neat. And so we also just – so I told my mom, like, this one house we were looking at didn't work out. And so I told my mom, I was like, just keep your eye open.
Get back on the horse, Sharon.
Yep, that's right. Not a literal horse. Why did you bring a horse here? And she found a house. And we went and looked at it, and it was amazing, and we put in an offer, and we got it.
Where is it?
It's not far from where I live now.
What if she fucking, you highballed because your mother was off on what you should offer, and you are overpaying by like $500,000?
You can't really.
You can't really. Highball? Yeah, you can highball.
You can, but you...
You're Chinese? You got all cash?
No, I...
That's a fact.
That is a fact. That's not racist. That's a fact.
No, that's literal.
That's a fact.
Look at the Los Angeles housing market.
And so you know, it's interesting because I was talking to my uncle the other day. It was my uncle's birthday a couple days ago, so I called him and I go, he goes, congratulations. And I go, yeah, a month ago, I had a girlfriend and now I have a fiance and a new house. Like, it's just like, it's funny how quickly everything changed. And with the house that I have now, I basically just finished like 3 months ago.
Keep it as
a
fuck bed.
I was just going to say, like, what do you do? Like, there's so much furniture in there that's very specific to that house.
But it's very specific to the style of the house we're moving into, which is very, I feel like the house that I'm in now, I sort of forced to have a certain style. And it very naturally fits the house that we're moving into.
Oh,
that's cool.
And so I almost was like, and this goes on this bookshelf. All right, get it out of here.
That's what it felt like when I heard like Matt mentioned you guys were getting a house. I was just like, but he just finished.
But you know, there's
he put so much energy into it.
There's a couple things about it. Number one, when I did all the math in my head about it, she lives on the west side and I live on the east side.
Oh shit!
And so
that's like a long distance relationship.
We're commuting all the time. It's like we're kind of swapping out back and forth to places, and so it seems like, well, we're definitely getting married now, so we should live together now. And
I'd say it's a good idea.
And her moving into my house is certainly possible, and she would. Again, she's so super chill about she's like, whatever. She's just not.
But you don't want to start it off that way.
I didn't want to start it off that way and try to force her stuff into the house when I had designed the house solely from my point of view. And we have
it's very similar
design aesthetics. Like, our places are similar. She likes the old Victorian taxidermy as well, and like old paintings and antique stuff. But I just thought, you know what, we're starting our lives together, let's just start over with our place. We can design our place together. And so I thought that was I'm excited about that. So I'm really sad. I'm sort of, in one sense, I'm kind of sad because the house that I live in now is such a nice expression of me, but this new place will be an expression of us.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about that.
You should get your photography buddy to do a bunch of like really pretty shots of the way you have your house now.
Already done.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, because then like you could be like, oh yeah, like, because it's your house is almost kind of like an art piece, the way everything kind of flows.
I haven't seen it finished.
Oh, well, come over quickly. get out.
Yeah.
I worked with a really great designer by the name of Pamela Jewell, who is Pamther, Pamther, on Instagram. And she's just really cool. And we really worked to, you know, she brought in a lot of great stuff. And I would go out shopping and go, I like this and this and this. And she would, like, it just all worked. It was very collaborative. It wasn't like someone came in and put everything in for me, and it wasn't like I did everything myself. Like, we worked very well together.
No, it's really great.
I'm excited about this. So
still, but like in Canyon Country, though?
What? Is it Canyon Country?
No, like you're still going to be in the canyons.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to be vague.
Yeah. We're still going to be in the city of industry.
I always figured you for a commerce guy.
Well, I like industry more than commerce.
Well, once me and D are able to afford Downey, you'll see us there. Local jokes, get your local work.
Guys, these are hilarious references. I'm never leaving
Firestone Boulevard.
Well, I mean, the car dealerships alone are enough to keep you down there. And you're next to the casino.
Commerce Casino.
Yeah. Ooh. Then I could just get an office space in Vernon.
Guys, let's go to the Citadel. Just get some more and more specific.
Gap Outlet.
So anyway, that's the story. And so engaged, moving into a new house in a few months, and just have like the best fiance in the world, and I'm so.
Ooh, I'm, Jesus, oh, Matt's sitting
on,
right here.
Fucker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have the
What's
best.
What's the correct protocol
the
here?
Oh well, I mean, just don't tell him the truth right to his face.
You know what's really interesting though? Was
she's a chosen person.
Being at the last couple shows I just did, I made the same mistake in both shows, and both times this happened where. You know, I said at one point, "Oh, I just got engaged," and of course, but people knew already. And then I later in the show said something about my girlfriend. 10 people from the audience, fiance, and I'm like, "Don't internet me. I'm sorry, it just happened. It's not intentional."
That's a bummer.
And so, but you know, it's really really exciting. And you're right, Jonah. You were totally right the whole time. And then Matt, when you met Dory, and it was the same thing. And you know, and this too, but I'm very lucky. And the thing about life now is that work is going well and relationship is going well, and I have to be okay with that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, have you been finding yourself putting your anxiety that
I've been finding myself for a few things. Number one, accepting a like the calmness of the relationship, and also accepting the maturity of the relationship, and accepting the fact that it's okay, that it's okay to have for things to go okay, it's okay, and to not have to sabotage it because the alcoholic part of my brain feels like, no, you got to put out fires. And it's nice to, it's an exercise in like, hey, this is what it means to be a grown up. And this is what it means to take responsibility.
Yeah.
And this is going to fucking blow your mind. But I know Lydia wants to have a family and we'll fucking have kids.
You mentioned that to me the other night and it like, I had never thought I would hear you say, I mean, let alone like you getting married. Cause you were always very like, you didn't like marriage for the most part, which is not uncommon for people of divorced.
My dad was married 5 times.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom was married twice.
So how could you where you come from is like, it's like, oh, why even bother?
Well, it wasn't even so much a why even bother. It's just like, well, how do I know? Like, am I to be sure?
Yeah, yeah.
And in previous relationships, it wasn't that there was anything wrong with the other person. It was it was me. It was me, I wasn't in a place where I was good for someone. Like I had to grow up a lot before I could be good for someone like Lydia and accept someone like Lydia.
Yes.
So it's a good, I don't know. I'm excited. So the wedding will be next year sometime and you're all invited.
Even Kyle.
Fuck. Kyle will take notes.
And then you mess up something in your vows and you turn to Katie, edit that out.
Take that out.
This is the real life,
and then,
Chris.
And then Kyle will give me the correct quote from whatever it is that I was trying to quote.
Yeah. Yeah. Off to the side.
Yeah. But that's I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
It's really awesome. I think you're going to be a good husband. I think you're going to be a really good dad.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. I mean, Lydia, she's like, look, I'm not ready to have kids this minute. But at some point, I would love to have kids.
Very important. Had she mentioned that before the?
Yeah, she had mentioned it. She had mentioned it before.
Because there was a thing where it's like, Dee, like when like
she brought little booties to the first date.
When Dee and I like were, when after we got engaged, she was like, I know we've mentioned before, I know we're on the same page, but I really, it's like, now that we're getting married, this needs to be for sure known that like I don't want kids. And I go, yeah, I know. It's okay. She's like, yeah, just letting you know that's my mind's not going to change, and that's fine. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't either. It's totally fine, but it's a very important thing because it's broken people apart. The difference in the idea of, because you got to really want to
have kids.
As long
as both people are on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. Because you both really got to want it.
Yeah.
Because it's there's nothing worse than like seeing people like go, yeah, you have kids. It's what you do, and you're like, oh. Like, you don't even want them? You just think that's what you have to have?
Well, I just feel good. I mean, I think Lydia's family's great. My mom's great. She's great. I'm in a place now, career-wise, where I feel like, okay, we're going to be okay for a while.
Yeah.
And it's all good, And I feel, I feel like within a few years, I totally... As much as I sort of talk about how scared I am of it, of course I still am, but
yeah.
I feel okay with, like, it doesn't, for some reason.
Chris is going to be like, fuck, I need a new hour. We should have kids.
We do a kid podcast? Mm-hmm. Let's do At Kid Night. It's all baby internet.
You should franchise that for Saturday morning.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Great. I'll do it.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's. For kids, it's like a clip show for kids. Do those exist?
I don't know. I thought they watched.
Didn't see Chris have a pilot for that.
He did do a pilot for that for Nickelodeon.
Yeah, oh,
but I don't know if it didn't get picked up. But I don't know what happened.
So Seacrest is out. I might.
So yeah. Anyway, I'm happy and I appreciate it, and I appreciate all of your kind words and support and advice along the way, and because you having a nice, successful, calm relationship was very inspiring, and then Matt having
Matt could do it. God damn it, Chris.
Well, no offense,
anyone
but
could do it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, to see you turn
right.
The way that you did,
yeah,
and go, oh my God,
Chris, knew me when there was a girl that like
probably realistically broke up with me 18 times during the course of our 2.5 year relationship.
Think about what how your life would be different if you, after the first time, were like, okay, and then just moved on.
I think about it all the time.
Do you know something? You can't. Whatever. My dad always had this theory where, you know, because he had a lot of heartbreak in his life.
Your dad had this crazy theory about breeding pine trees.
Old man Hardwick. He had a lot of heartbreak in his life until his heart literally broke.
God damn it. I want to make
come
that joke
on.
So bad.
I know, but you
the
can't. I have to be the
I
one.
Know.
I have
so
to be the one to do
there.
It. Yeah, no, I have to be the
yeah,
one to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. I know. God, man, I was fucking throwing those thoughts into your head.
Hashtag Dead Dad Club. and so, but he had a very tumultuous life. And then in the end, he appreciated all of it because he always said to me, like, you know, but I would never change 1 second of it because then I wouldn't have you and your brother Eddie and I wouldn't be here where I am.
Yeah.
And so whatever you go, like whatever I'd ever been through, everything was totally worth it if it got me here with this person.
Yes.
That I adore and that I'm lucky to have. And I am lucky to have her. And so, you know, the best I can do
yeah,
is...
Yeah, no shit, bro. She's a good one.
She's a good one. We all got good ones.
I know. Yeah. I don't know how the That's hell we great. Did that, but we
I don't
did.
Either. Feels like someone's going to rip a mask off and go, ha-ha!
Yeah.
I was an android all along.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you'll figure that out if you come inside her.
All right, Matt. You know, again...
That's how you break an android, I think. They didn't get electrocuted.
Nobody ever came in a Terminator. That was the problem.
You find out.
No one ever came in a Terminator.
Once they got past the dog's buck, and you just had to come in all of them.
Seriously. I mean, I could get no one wanted to come into, like, a T-800, but that TX model, come on.
Yeah, bro.
Come on.
And that T-1000 could be anyone
seriously.
You want.
I could just warp around your junk. You could come in that liquid metal.
Break a little piece off inside of you.
Liquid metal cannot metabolize cum.
It's the only surefire way.
We figured
this out. We got a fucker.
We figured this out. You got to fuck a Terminator to stop a Terminator.
And Chris knows. He's an engineer for Skynet.
That's right. That was all my off-screen dialogue. And by the way, yeah, we don't know why we can't, the uplink's all down. And then off-screen, I was like, oh, we should probably fuck these robots. And then by that point, it was too late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well done, gentlemen.
Yes.
And everything. I adore all of you. And do you have anything to... coming up? You were just working on
Hidden America and a couple other things. Nothing to promote.
Matthew,
see me in Tampa on November 25.
Talk Salad
and Scrambled Eggs is at the Tampa Improv. We're doing a show. It's the day before Thanksgiving, so if you're from Tampa, I assume you'll be there.
Kevin will be there. You'll be
Kevin
there.
And I will both be there. We're going to talk some salad and scrambled eggs, guys.
And then you're going to go to Scandinavia, where Talk Salad and Scrambled Eggs is one of the top shows over there.
It's the number 4 podcast in Scandinavia for some reason.
That's crazy.
Bizarre. So maybe we'll head over there at some point.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun live show. We did the first one at Bumbershoot. It was super fun. You know, we if you don't like Frasier, don't worry about it. We don't talk about that till halfway into the show. Kevin and I, and I think we're going to do this at every live show, we each wrote new Frasier scenes and had
fun.
The audience act out the parts.
If you're not a fan of Frasier at that point of the show, you can stand up and storm out and go, well, this is what I signed up for.
but really fun show, and please come see us at the Tampa Improv November 25th.
That's great.
All right. Hey, guys. Enjoy your wedding. Oh, that was the other thing.
What? You're having burritos?
No. No. Yeah, I'm going to have burritos at my wedding and shout points at the guests. No, Matt.
Well, you're the one who wants me to fucking roll in like I'm James Bond.
That's true. But...
yeah, but he doesn't respect you.
right. I forget that. He like lulls me into a sense of like, oh, this guy might respect me a little bit. I feel like I'm more of a peer at some point, and then he just lays it on me.
No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
I adore you.
I adore you too.
You're one of my favorite people.
But we still have this relationship.
No. Matt, you're funnier than I am. I think you're funnier than I am. And which makes me happy.
I just get to quip more on this podcast because you're driving.
Well, Lydia said, she said, oh, I had an idea for a cake. And I go, great, what is it? It was based on this thing that there was this cake going around that was, on the front was a wedding cake and the back were basically different.
Batman, Superman, yeah.
That's right. And she goes, what if we did this but put a TARDIS on the back? I'm like, oh my God, can we get married tomorrow?
That's pretty great.
So
the cake wouldn't be ready in time, but yeah, if you want.
Well, if you have a TARDIS.
Doesn't matter.
You have a TARDIS cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ready whenever you want.
So there you go. You're all invited. See you guys next August.
Did you say Neil Patrick Harris? What did you say?
I said, I don't know what I just said.
I don't know why it sounded like Neil Patrick.
I'm tired. I've been traveling every weekend. I don't think I said Neil Patrick Harris.
Well, best night ever, guys.
Best time ever.
Okay. You know, it's a funny thing. My friend Mason Steinberg is writing on that show, and he's good friends with me and Neil Mahoney and stuff like that. But he loves like Neil's whole thing. Say Neil'd it.
Yeah.
When he like pulls off a good joke or something like that. So Mason said it a couple times just. Yeah, you know, because Neil Patrick Harris is the host. He's like, nailed it, got it. And then Neil Patrick Harris said it in a promo for it. And like he's like, nailed it. And then Mason immediately called Neil. Was like, listen, it was just a thing. I know I'm writing for the show, but I just said it, and he took it, and there's nothing I can do about it.
imagine the long story Mason would have to go into explaining to Neil Patrick Harris why he shouldn't use that. Well, you see, I have this friend. His name is Neil also. He does a podcast with Joe Radio. Well, anyway, whenever Neil says something funny, he always says, nailed it.
Yeah,
but doesn't Neil Mahoney want that to be in the vernacular anyway? I mean, he is the OG.
I think he thinks it's fine. Maybe he'll make
some more shirts. Remember he was trying to get Neil deGrasse Tyson to say it?
That's right. Yeah.
More Neils the merrier.
Yeah. Neil Sedaka?
Neil Diamond?
Neil Sedaka?
That's it. That's all the Neils. All
right.
Ryan O'Neill'd it.
These are the Neils I know.
Enjoy your wedding cake, burrito.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.